Would you take a moment to do some calculations with me here? These are the kinds of numbers that somebody who's marketing a product might think about. There are nearly 7 billion people on the planet. 1 in 6 of them is an Indian. That's more than a billion. And of those billion or more Indians, around half are male. That's a massive potential market. Most of those Indian men had little disposable income in the past, but now as India's economy grows, some are moving up in the world and becoming consumers. And that trend has been spotted by the cosmetics industry, which is now going after the new Indian man, trying to persuade him that he needs a different look. NPR's Philip Reeves explains.
There are many riddles in India, but few more baffling than this. The country contains more than 1 billion people, most of whom are brown. So why do some of them want to change colour? For decades, the cosmetics business has made millions selling skin-whitening products to Indian women. Now it's making more money by persuading Indian men they should be lighter. Industry analysts say skin-lightening creams for men, first introduced a few years back, are selling well and that the Indian market's growing. The ads tend to send the same message. Light skin makes you attractive to women and successful at work. Dark skin, by implication, does not.
It's obviously what you don't have is what you want. The Western world, they go in for tans. They want to get a little brown touch to themselves. They think that's hot. So what we think over here, since we're brown-skinned people, white is hot.
Darshan Gukani models for TV and press commercials. He's 27 and works in Mumbai, capital of India's entertainment industry. He says modelling's a tough business.
Oh my God, it's really, really competitive. I got in easily, but even if I go for an audition now, the audition goes on for 3 days and there are at least 500 boys coming in for an audition each day.
Gokani says he's lucky to be, as he puts it, nice and fair. He also has naturally curly hair. He says advertisers like his look because it's unusual. But Gokani believes most of the young Indian men who show up for those auditions are using skin-lightening creams.
Out of 500, I think at least 300 of them, definitely. Earlier it was all hidden, but now it's all open. They want to be fair, they want to be nice. Anyone who's fair gets on Indian television.
Well, Indians like white skin, that's it.
N. Radhakrishnan is founding editor of Man's World. This is one of half a dozen men's lifestyle magazines that have cropped up in India in recent years, targeting the country's new class of affluent, fashion-conscious males. He says in India, skin colour's an issue from birth.
Indian women also want their kids to be, you know, fair skinned. That's one of the first things that they ask. Is he fair skinned or, you know, when a kid is born? And it's right across, cuts across the country.
Cosmetics manufacturers claim their skin whitening creams produce results within weeks, even days, though some people are skeptical about this. These creams generally contain sunscreen and moisturizer, plus a formula the companies claim affects your skin's melanin, which determines its color. This is a sensitive subject in India.
Cool, fair, and dashing!
The cosmetics industry and the ads they use have been accused of reinforcing stereotypes about race, caste, and gender. Kavita Emmanuel from the women's rights group Women of Worth is among the critics.
We believe that beauty is beyond color, and every woman or every child born, male or female, you know, has the right to believe that they are of value.
Emmanuel says some Indian women are so concerned about pigmentation that during pregnancy they'll eat saffron and powdered gold in the belief this will make their babies lighter. To see the scale of the pressure on Indian women to have paler skins, you only need pick up an Indian newspaper. I'm looking at the Times of India at a page full of ads from parents seeking brides for their sons. There's one here looking for what it describes as a very fair-skinned girl, and there are lots of others like it. The desire for pale skin has roots that run deep into India's history. It's entwined with Hinduism's complex social hierarchy or caste system. Those higher up the scale generally tend to have paler skins than people on the bottom rung. Meenakshi Reddy Madhavan, a young writer who blogs about Mumbai's social scene, says that's one reason some Indians seek to become whiter.
It indicates to someone who's meeting you for the first time that you are born into a family where you have had to do no outdoor work, and that your your status is higher because you've never had to be in the fields or do any of that.
Madhavan says the prejudice in favour of lighter skin is stronger among India's older generations. Those skin whitening ads aimed at young people don't seem to have worked on her.
I like being brown. It's nice that I can wear a lot of clothes that contrast with my skin colour, and I have lots of fun with the brownness. In fact, I go out of my way to get even browner.
A man have been wanting to be fair as long as they've had their beaten out of them by fairer men.
Pralad Kaka is a well-known director of television ads in Mumbai and a social commentator. He says some Indian men have for centuries been using indigenous natural products to lighten themselves. He has an unusual theory about why. He says throughout history, India's repeatedly been invaded. These invaders, Persians, Mughals, the British and so on, tended to have lighter skins than Indians. So paler skin has become associated with power.
It's something that is a part of the legacy and the burden that the dark man has to bear for the pillaging and the raping and the conquering of the white man.
Kaka's nearly 60 and has a successful career behind him. He has a word of advice for young Indian men who are hoping that having paler skin will put them on the road to social or sexual conquest.
But it's always a waste of time to look different from what you are. What is the most attractive thing about a man? When he's younger, it's his belief in himself and his articulation and his imagination. And when he's older, his bank balance.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.